And the more I think about it, the more I think that trust question, though, again, is the main question. It was the same question that, and it's just different in my mind than it was for Google, because in the case of Google, it was still up to the advertiser to provide an experience with that landing page or the copy on your advertisement or whatever it was to solve the user's problem in a quick and efficient way. In the case of ChatGPT, it's not quite the same. ChatGPT is the one that's solving the user's problem. It's not the advertiser. ChatGPT is the one that's going to be making the recommendation initially. So it's just a little bit different to me, and I think that will be a very interesting dynamic for ChatGPT ads to try and navigate. But anyway, as a marketer, whether you're excited or concerned, personally, we need to be paying attention, and we certainly will be here on the AI Marketing Navigator. So stick around, and we will be updating you on everything ChatGPT ads in the near future.
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by DigitalPop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with another huge episode today talking about maybe the biggest AI and marketing related news in the last couple of months. Not that it is coming as a huge surprise, it's something that we've been hearing a lot about, but it is finally arriving, and that is ChatGPT ads. Again, we have heard rumblings of ChatGPT ads throughout the course of last year, and even at the end of 2024, but they have officially arrived as of February 9th, just last week. And it has certainly been an interesting journey for Sam Altman and OpenAI, from no ads to ads, from last resort to launch. In a 2024 interview, Sam Altman specifically called ads a last resort for the company, but as quickly as the end of that year, 2024, executives at the company were on record as weighing ads as an option for revenue, so it did not take very long for their tune to change regarding ads. And then fast forward to late 2025 in September, you have OpenAI actually actively recruiting for a head of advertising. So a pretty huge shift in just under a year there for OpenAI. So let's break it all down. What are the main points about the ads? What should every marketer know about the basics? First of all, where they will be appearing. Right now, they are only going to be in the free and go tiers of the platform. So users in the free or go tier will be receiving, which is an absolutely massive chunk of the user base, particularly for the free chunk of users that don't pay at all. And we will talk about that. And another thing, typically the pricing on a new ad feature or an entirely new channel in the case of ChatGPT is very competitive. And if you get in early, you can get some of the best pricing. But interestingly enough, the pricing is coming in pretty high and kind of excluding small to medium-sized businesses or agencies. And according to an article from Digiday, which is linked in the show notes, the CPMs are starting at approximately $60 per CPM, and which puts it nearly three times as much as like a typical Meta or other social ad CPM. And the minimum buy is also super high at $200,000. So it's definitely not accessible to the solo agency or the solo entrepreneur out there at this point, at least in my opinion. So definitely more of like an enterprise branding play. I mean, you have some really big brands that are already stepping in. Some early brand partners are including Adobe and Amazon and Audible. You have Target and Ford and HelloFresh. So just a lot of big players, a lot of players in the advertising space. So WPP Media will be running campaigns for Ford and Mazda. And again, definitely targeting more enterprises, more premium CPMs early on out of the gates. But being an early player in an ad marketplace has always historically had huge benefits. And there are going to be plenty of businesses that find it well worth it to spend that amount of money. And if you work for an agency or for an organization whose budget allows for that kind of spending, and you can afford to come in swinging early on ChatGPT ads, I would certainly try and take advantage of that. Also worthy of note, and probably the most worthy of note, was all of the backlash triggered across not only the user base for ChatGPT, but the marketing industry, the AI industry. It was all very interesting. OpenAI, for instance, even saw a researcher resign over the decision to go with advertisements. Many of you probably saw the Anthropic Super Bowl ad that spoke directly to ads in AI, although it didn't directly mention ChatGPT or OpenAI directly. But basically, if you didn't check it out, definitely check it out. I'll try and link to the YouTube video in the show notes or something. But the ad shows a user of AI trying to solve their personal or professional or lifestyle problems or questions. And they basically would get hilariously sidetracked or derailed by an ad, an AI. For example, someone who was asking for workout advice would get pitched shoe insoles or something like that. Someone seeking parenting advice gets an ad for a dating site or something like that, completely unrelated and completely ineffective. Kind of things along those lines. And Claude, in what I think was a pretty effective ad, actually said that that would never be the case with Claude and that ads would never come to Claude. And despite never mentioning, like I said, OpenAI or ChatGPT, Sam Altman still took umbrage with the ad, took to X to kind of return fire, stating that, you know, there was a significant amount more users of ChatGPT just in the state of Texas than Claude or something to that effect. It was kind of petty, to be honest, but go check that out on X as well. However, in OpenAI's defense, or I guess kind of their response to the vast majority of critics, is that the majority of their 800 million weekly users do not pay. They're on a free tier. So apparently only 5% of users actually pay. So OpenAI claims that in order to allow for really democratic access to that high quality intelligence, there has to be some sort of new revenue stream covering all of the cost for generating it, a different income stream for all of those free users. However, those free users are certainly not very happy about the idea of ads. There's been a vastly negative reaction among those users of the product. 68% of Reddit commenters expressed negative sentiment towards this announcement, which is basically always the classic response from a free tier user when you tell them that they're gonna have to deal with ads. I don't blame them. I would feel the same way. But if you're in marketing for long enough, you kind of start to have a different outlook on this type of thing. We can't really blame OpenAI for trying to make a quick billion or $2 out of nowhere. But in the end, you know that majority of them are still gonna continue to use the product. It's not like people stopped using Netflix or Hulu or whatever when ads came to our streaming services. Apparently in one Forrester survey, 83% of users said that they would accept ads for access to that free tier. Again, you're complaining about it and not using it are two different things for the majority of people out there. And you're not gonna give up that access. They have given you the taste. And let's be honest, the product is pretty good. Now, the marketing community in general is cautiously optimistic right now about the entire advertising situation. Again, getting in early, there's going to be a lot of arbitrage to be had, but the pricing does kind of block out quite a few people out. But many marketers truly believe the value is there right now with the high intent purchasing situations that people are in when they're using these AI tools. It's really unique and quite a bit different from even from Google, where someone is very much through or going through a conversation and being convinced by the AI to make a purchasing decision. And if you were seeing the proper products or purchase recommendations throughout that process that you can actually trust, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, the trustworthiness of this is going to be very key, then I think there is a lot of power in the intent there. And I think marketers recognize that. Reactions from AI leaders are in general have been mixed. Demis Hassabis, my apologies for any mispronunciation, of course, as usual, was quoted saying that they were a little surprised that OpenAI went for it as early as they did. There are mixed reports coming out of Google and Gemini right now, whether that will ever have advertisements or not. However, most notably, again, was an employee from OpenAI that actually resigned named Zoe Hitzig, who resigned specifically over this ads announcement, warning that the company had accumulated, quote unquote, an archive of human candor and that the ads built on this data could actually be somewhat unethical in their nature due to the level of, again, candor, in her words, that was used when conversing with the AI. So that's very interesting. It just simply goes back to the old argument, which is for or against personalization in advertising. Does it actually help? Do people want personalized advertisements? Do they even need it? I've always been a bit biased, again, to say that yes, there has to be some sort of value in being advertised products that are actually of use to you and that you actually need. But again, there's going to be a line at some point, and who knows when or if we've already crossed that. Speaking of my bias as a marketer, what does this mean in general? Let's wrap it up for the marketers out there. And in general, it means a lot. It's huge. When we talk about the environment that these decisions are being made in, again, this high intent purchase environment, that's really, I think, where the focus needs to be out there for if you are considering getting involved in ChatGPT ads or wondering if it's something that you'll be involved in the future, if it opens up to different price points or something like that. One distinct challenge, I think, though, that ChatGPT faces with advertising, and it's a challenge that was faced by Google Ads back in the day as well, is just the trust challenge. That distinction between a recommendation and a sponsored recommendation, it was very faint. It was faint with the blue links on a Google page. It's even more faint when you're having an in-depth conversation with an AI advisor Imagine if it's an AI advisor that you've been speaking to for a year or 2 years or something like that, like many of us have. You can see where the line gets even more blurry. But with that blurry line comes a huge opportunity, really an unparalleled opportunity. Again, unfortunately, it's a bit of an enterprise play right now, really enterprise only for enterprise marketers or marketers with enough budget to participate. But if that is you, I would not hesitate. For the small business marketer, for the solo marketer, start thinking obviously about what you can control with it, which is the organic side of AI right now. Answer engine optimization, AEO, GEO, your ChatGPT search presence, the way you're being recommended and the way that your brand appears in these LLMs. All of this is something that can very much be managed organically right now. It's very much similar to SEO, but a little bit different, a little bit more bent towards referring domains and citations and the way that your brand is mentioned across the web and cited really more than your typical keywords or your old SEO strategy. And other than that, we will all just need to continue to monitor how these big brands that are taking the early swings on ChatGPT ads, what they're doing, how they're using, what their strategy is, what they're using for copy, if there's any creative involved, if these ads are gonna have images or not, who knows. It's very much gonna be a learning experience for everybody who's doing it and hopefully the rest of us who are observing. And hopefully one day it becomes a blue ocean that we can all hop into and experiment with a little bit less than $200,000 in $60 CPMs. Anyway, ChatGPT ads are 100% here. They have arrived. It is no longer a matter of if AI ads are coming. It is only a matter of when you will see them. Again, they've been rolled out as early as February 9th to some users in the US. I haven't seen any in my chat, but I'm on the pro tier, or maybe it's plus, I can't remember. I haven't seen them, so if you've seen them, send us a screenshot or something like that. Share it in a comment. I'd be curious to see what they look like myself. And the more I think about it, the more I think that trust question, though, again, is the main question. It was the same question and it's just different in my mind than it was for Google. Because in the case of Google, it was still up to the advertiser to provide an experience with that landing page or the copy on your advertisement or whatever it was to solve the user's problem in a quick and efficient way. In the case of ChatGPT, it's not quite the same. ChatGPT is the one that's solving the user's problem. It's not the advertiser. ChatGPT is the one that's going to be making the recommendation initially. So it's just a little bit different to me, and I think that will be a very interesting dynamic for ChatGPT ads to try and navigate. But anyway, as a marketer, whether you're excited or concerned, personally, we need to be paying attention, and we certainly will be here on the AI Marketing Navigator. So stick around and we will be updating you on everything ChatGPT ads in the near future. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each time that we drop an episode. Until then, as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? Digital Pop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.